Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition via deconstructing the Coliseum. The other day, I was actually on my way to a meeting, and I got stuck on a one-lane road. I was stuck behind a school bus, and it was very frustrating, as you can imagine, for me, especially, because I've got it now ingrained in my brain that the yellow school bus, of course, truly is a sign of the Democratic machine. And so, you know, I'm of course, a little steamed as I've got to be stuck behind the school bus, and the school bus stops, and this is in the morning, so the school bus is picking up the little children. And I got to tell you, I felt bad for these kids. Some of them looked like they were in the care of their grandparents. Some of them obviously were in the care of their parents. And, you know, the parents, they go right back inside the house. And, you know, I don't know what those people do all day. It could be that they immediately go to work. Could be they work from home. Could be that they don't have a job because of the liberal humanistic policies that are perpetuated by our civil government leaders. I don't know each individual circumstance, but what I can tell you is that some of those parents are not employed, and therefore they would be able to take on the education duty, but they don't. But they don't. And I'm not trying to sound condemning. I just want to encourage you that if you're not working right now, for whatever reason, even if it's temporary, I encourage you to extract your child from the civil government school system and take on that education duty. What could be a better evangelism field, ministry, witness to your son or grandson or your daughter or granddaughter? Kevin R. Novak, deconstructingthecoliseum.com.